Hello and welcome to the Real Estate Experts Podcast. We are your hosts, Jacob and Jennifer Fries. I'm Jacob.
And I'm Jennifer.
In this kickoff episode, we're sharing the who, what, when, and where, and the why of this podcast, which was born out of the commitment to helping people be hugely successful. And now we want to share that with you, our broader audience. But first, let's settle in nicely and get to know each other a little bit. That brings us to Jennifer, first and foremost. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, Jacob, let's just see. I have been in the real estate world for over 31 years. And wow, when I say that, it just makes me feel strangely very old. And from Missouri, and basically that's where I started my real estate career 31 years ago. And at that time, went right from agency to broker. And jumped right in and just built an amazing career there and loved every minute of it.
Let me dive into that a little bit deeper. So back in the day, you used to be able to get your broker's license right out of the gate. Is that right?
Absolutely. Back in the day. No longer. That doesn't exist.
That's right.
But yes.
And that's good for these days because a lot of people jump into real estate with absolutely no experience, knowing nothing. And so I think that's why that safeguard was put in place. In Arkansas, where we're at, it is 5 years or 2 years. Okay.
Yeah.
That you have to have your.
So, and every state, I mean, is a little bit different and a little bit more lenient. So, but yes, that's very true. But just, I jumped right into real estate and I read every book on real estate. It's true that my dad was a builder and developer. So I have that background.
Yeah.
And was sitting on open houses at the age of 16. So it's not like it was, you know, hugely different for me, but it was a different way. You know, and knock doors. I mean, I've done it all. I've done everything.
And so on that note as well, sitting on open houses in your teen years for your dad, that's really cool. And he was a builder for over 55 years, is that right?
Correct. And has many subdivisions, you know, in Missouri and different areas. But yeah, so that was a lot of fun. I mean, you know, being on the ground and looking at floor plans. And I actually did some design work for them as well, you know, putting things together and furniture and interior design. And I enjoyed that as well. But the selling, I mean, that's the strong suit. And then building other agents, you know, and working with them and helping them, you know, with their numbers and their success.
So, well, and interior design, speaking of that, that's another one of your fortes. Is that right?
Well, I enjoy it. Let's put it that way. Well, I enjoy it.
From personal experience, you're really good at it. So,
well, thank you.
Are you educated in that realm or has it just been from experience over the years?
Just experience and reading. And there's certain websites and different things that I do like to go to and look at. But really, real estate is my expertise. So I don't want to lean into interior design too much.
Right. Well, with staging, though, you've had a lot of experience with staging. And, you know, some of the newer agents out there, that maybe either don't have the budget to pay somebody to do it or just don't understand, staging is really important on those.
Absolutely. And staging is one of the things that, you know, I definitely want to bring to this market share for sure, you know, and hire people to have it done. I mean, to be an agent and stage properties and list properties and to be really good at everything, I mean, let's face it, there are just things that we need to stay in our own lane. So.
For sure. Yep. Well, very good. So, as we, go down here, we're going to have the audience get to know us a little bit better. I'll kind of go into some of my background as it relates to real estate. Of course, being married to you kind of, already elevates my status in the real estate world because I am married to Jennifer. But my dad was also a builder, growing up. And so, he mainly did remodel, but he would build a custom home once every couple of years. And so I have the experience from that side of it. We didn't ever list and sell properties because they were all custom homes. So I have that experience. And then multiple businesses currently been self-employed my whole adult life. And so I kind of bring that to the table for our real estate team. And for our listeners out there, we are in Northwest Arkansas, but we are speaking to all of the agents that are interested in learning the who, what, when, where, and why.
But speaking of you being in business, you know, and building with your dad, the one aspect that I will have to give you a big shout out for is the fact that when you and I met, you know, so just for the listeners to kind of get an idea, we've been together 4 years now. And when we met, you were in Northwest Arkansas, I was in Missouri. And so we really kept Interstate 49 really hot and until just recently, actually. And now we actually live under the same roof and sleep in the same bed. But, you know, just, you know, for people to understand, you know, when you have a real estate business, it's really important to run it just like a business. And that's one of the things that Jacob is so good at. And so after we met, you know, we were trying to date and see one another, and it was really difficult. And, you know, I wasn't mobile. That was one of my, was I?
No, that was difficult. Yep.
And one of your goals, like within what, 6 months, 9 months of us dating, you're like, girl, you're going to get mobile. I mean, you going back to Missouri to sign someone's commission check is ridiculous. And so anyway, you played a huge role in taking my business and putting it on so many different platforms so I could actually conduct business and not even be in the same state, which is very much appreciated. Mm-hmm. And then putting everything in a place where my business was sellable as well. And so I think that's one of the things that, you know, that I think together we can really talk to, you know, agents and brokers just about the business aspect. I think a lot of people, they go into real estate just wanting to, you know, go sell a house, you know, go list a property and help a buyer. But there's so many different aspects of this business that they really do have to keep in mind once they build up a business. You know, is it sellable? Can they sell it if they decide to move to another state like I did? So.
Absolutely. And that's what, you know, on our real estate team, we want to help our agents learn is future plans, thinking about the future, as you said, not just thinking about the next deal, thinking long term, not only in your sales career, but in your life and figuring out what you want to do after real estate. So that is definitely one thing that I am on board for is helping with systems and processes. Let's kind of move into the podcast a little bit more now. And the who. So if you're listening to us, more than likely, you are an agent that is wanting to up their game. And that's what we're going to be here for, is to help you up your game and bring in some skills and things for you to improve your systems and processes. So why don't you kind of talk on that, Jennifer, the who that we're speaking to, the agents that you are used to coaching over the years for owning an agency for over 30 years. So why don't you talk to that a little bit?
Well, first of all, I think what I bring to the table is I've actually been there. I mean, I was pregnant when I got into real estate. I know, you know, so I've been a single parent and so there's just so many things about the industry. So and helped agents build a very successful business. And so I get it. I mean, I see it. And so for those agents who are possibly struggling, or maybe even agents that are knocking it out of the park, but they don't have a balance. They don't feel like their life is balanced. I mean, I just feel like I could really add to their success in some fashion, in some way. And, you know, we're always finding nuggets for people. I had someone walk by my office the other day, and she always stops in and visits with me, and she'll be on our podcast at some point in time, Marcella Hagen. And I mean, we're definitely just always sharing nuggets with each other about different things, because especially in this area, everybody knows Marcella. She, you know, everybody loves her. And we're just always sharing. But I mean, that's one of the things that I hope to bring to a team for sure, is every day, you know, people get to come in and we get to mentor and talk and even be boots on the ground together. And I think that's the one thing that I love about a team aspect so much, is that I love being boots on the ground, helping people, you know, build their careers. And so I'm excited about that. So when I say, you know, who we're here for, I'm thinking that it doesn't matter where people are in their career. I mean, I've been everywhere. I've been in the down markets. I've been in the crazy markets that we've been experiencing, and things are starting to table itself off a little bit more. But I mean, I think that, you know, in the coming years, we're going to start seeing a lot of different things change, just in the roles that as agents we actually carry, because of there's just all these different laws and things and lawsuits with buyer's agency. I mean, there's just so many things that we're going to actually be able to speak to and speak about, you know, in the coming months, and the rulings that are going to be coming down, which will be great episodes for us to discuss.
Absolutely. And it's definitely changing real estate. So back to the who as well. If you're an investor, if you want to get some more insight on anything real estate that you can't necessarily read in a blog or a market report. Not only that, you can listen to us going down the road, so you don't have to be reading something. If you're a buyer or seller, you may be a short-term listener. You're not going to be listening to us every week, perhaps, but if you're a buyer or seller, hopefully you can pick out some episodes that speak to you. And that way, we can educate you on maybe what your realtor should be doing or shouldn't be doing. But
well, I, you know, coming back to that, so, you know, when agents first get into real estate, a lot of times they jump right into working with buyers. For whatever reason, that seems to be a lot friendlier to new agents. So sometimes they just need someone to help them, you know, learn how to list more properties and how to dominate that and what that looks like. And I think just being in real estate for as long as I have, there's a lot of advice and direction. We talk about social media. I think we're going to, you know, talk about direct mail and different campaigns and what that looks like. And so I think there's just going to be a lot of wealth of information, and hopefully we're going to provide a lot of free information as well. I mean, you and I have talked about tons of things that we want to do here, and maybe even giving some things away, you know, for free. So, you know, do you want to speak to that at all?
Absolutely. You know, and that's a great point, that we're not only with an agency that kind of has the giver's gain philosophy. That actually comes from my B&I world, but that has the giver's gain philosophy. And that is the same way you have run your business for over 30 years, is to always share. I can't even count the number of times I've heard stories about you've had agents under you that have only lasted a very short time, but all the time that you invested in them, and that's our mentality. And that's another reason why we do so well together, is because we have a very similar philosophy in life, not just in business.
Right. It's a part of who we are and our mission and what we want to give back to others. So absolutely. You know, there are going to be some agents who are truly crushing it, and but maybe they really want to 10x it. You and I just recently read a book. You shared a book with me. Let me put it that way. You shared the book with me. Yep. What's the name of it?
It's the Who. Well, there's several from Dan Sullivan and Dr. Benjamin Hardy, but the one you're referring to is the 10x is easier than 2x.
Absolutely.
It's things that Grant Cardone talks about as well in his 10x book, but basically it takes the same amount of effort. So if you just need to set your sights on the right goal.
Absolutely. And I love that book. And then what was the other book? What was the name of the other book?
The Who, Not How. Surrounding yourself with the appropriate people to make sure that, well, you know, what I liked about that book was that it gave me an excuse to be a procrastinator, because they essentially said that procrastinators were genius. And I love that, because
is that kind of like how your clothes just kind of land in the floor and I'm supposed to pick them up and move them to the laundry room and the dirty clothes?
Yes.
Gotcha.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yes.
All right.
But what it does is it talks about, if you're procrastinating about something, it's probably because you're not very good at it. And so you need to find your who to help you with that, instead of just try to figure out how. Because we get kind of frozen in the how when it's not really in your wheelhouse. Much like we have Blake helping us produce this podcast, because that was not our how. Definitely
true,
not. So we needed to find a who. So
right.
Blake, in this instance, is our who.
And you're really good at hiring people, I should say. I mean, you are really good at, I can't even tell you how many people that you have brought to me, maybe just in the last few weeks, just from the few things that you've been doing. I'm trying to think of the people. Well, obviously we love Stacy, and Stacy is now with us, and she's on our team, and we'll be speaking to her next. But just think of all the people that I've like even interacted with or had coffee with just in the last few weeks that you've brought to me, and they're just amazing people.
You know, and I think that goes to my something that I learned from Marty Grunder years ago. If you only know that name if you're in the lawn and landscape business. It was a seminar that I sat in on with him in my early 20s that basically said, always keep your antenna up. Always be searching, looking for better ideas, better ways of doing things, obviously better people to Absolutely. Surround yourself. And so that's kind of where that mentality comes from. So let's see. We've talked about the who. Let's talk about the what. In every episode, you can expect a deep dive into a very specific, current, relevant aspect or niche of the real estate, ranging from buying, selling, investing, or building. And that will help teach you something very tangible, very valuable, and relevant to your success right now. So Jennifer, why don't you talk a little bit into the what of our podcast and real estate?
What? So I think the what is where we're actually going to take maybe a deeper dive into several different subjects. So just investing, you and I are currently, you know, building a team right here in Northwest Arkansas. We know that our focus on this podcast isn't going to be NWA. However, we're going to talk about, you know, a team. And I hope to share, you know, my expertise, you know, in real estate with all the years. And combined, I mean, we're looking about over 50 years between the two of us. Sure. Experience. And just from the several different things that I've done over the years is, you know, I think about the little tulips that I had someone, you know, put together for me 1 year. And I think about the time if I'm going to give a big shout out to my son, and he dressed up in, we both dressed up in bunny suits and went to all my clients' houses, you know, for Easter. And they love that kind of stuff. And so just the silly things that we do in this business to get attention. And I have to say it is getting attention, you know, and my clients loved it at the time. And we'd probably still love it if we would show up in bunny suits. Would you do that with me one day?
Oh boy. Yeah, I'd probably do that.
Okay. Should we get Trent too? Trent and Jay?
We just make it a family affair. Like have the grandkids and like have the big bunnies, the little bunnies and the baby bunnies.
Right. People love that. I mean, they like seeing who you truly are, especially when you're being true to who you are too in this business, and they want to trust you.
You know, and that's something that I've really witnessed over the last few years, getting to know you also and really starting to, you know, pay more attention to what's going on in the real estate world since I've known you, is that, you know, you've got those agents on social media that will share the fake stuff and the surface stuff. But then you've got the agents that are really willing to put it out there and let people really get to know them. And I think that's kind of an important trait to have as we talk about this stuff and as we grow our team. That's obviously stuff that we'll be teaching agents as well.
Well, you know, this is the thing that I've kind of learned over the years, is that you really have to have a great marketing plan in your business. And there's a lot of aspects to that. But when your marketing plan actually mimics the way you talk, the way you speak, the way you hold yourself, then people do find a level of trust. You know, so if they just pull you up on the internet and they see you and then they listen to you talk and then they meet you in person and you are all that, then they trust you. And
absolutely.
And if you're not for them, they know that right away and they don't waste as much of your time. And so there are ways that we will speak about all those things, you know, in our podcast, in different episodes for sure. And we're going to have experts, you know, in all different areas, even social media. Hopefully we'll get a couple of people here with regards to social media as well.
Absolutely. You know, still talking about the what of our podcast, we will have guest interviews with leaders in every facet of the market, experts, as the name of the podcast states, in those areas. So we will really be able to do a deep dive into very specific subjects. So I'm really excited about that. So let's start to move into the why of our podcast. Why don't you talk on that, Jennifer?
Well, I mean, first of all, I love real estate. And, you know, for the last 15 years, I, for whatever reason in the beginning, I was just thinking, I really enjoy what I do, but, you know, you're always moving to your next deal and you're moving to your next deal. And so after I've been in it about 15 years, I finally just got really comfortable in that position and then started earning different designations for different things and really wanted to become truly, you know, educated in this field. So I could just be better at what I was doing. And so, but one of the things that I love the most about real estate is that I can really help people elevate their careers to another level. And that's probably one of the things that I enjoyed the most. And that's probably one of the things that I am so excited about what we're doing here. You know, you and I originally, when we were talking about me moving down here and doing real estate, you know, we weren't even talking about a team, but the more conversations and the more things that took place between us, I think you realized very quickly that I wasn't going to just enjoy just listing and selling houses, that I needed to do something more.
Well, and the why for a real estate agent has to be deep, because if you think about it, 7 days a week, you know, the old adage, which gets really overused, 24/7, is so true in real estate, because you're going to have clients texting you at 10, 11 o'clock, maybe midnight, you know, if you're willing and able to respond to text messages that late.
But speaking to that, there are ways as we as agents can respond to our clients and we can set the stage. So if we honestly educate our customer and clients from the very beginning, we won't be working those type of hours, that 24/7. So it's really providing them all the information and setting the scene for them so they do look at us as being professionals and experts. And of course, yes, you are going to work some Sunday afternoons and some evenings when you've got contracts and offers and multiple offers on the table. I mean, that's for sure. But
I think that's a really good point to bring up. And I think that's one thing that I see when I'm witnessing you doing deals is not only do you set expectations for the client, but you really dive deep into a lot of things that other agents don't have. And I'll just kind of point out one. We don't necessarily need to get into the weeds of this right now, but we definitely will on probably one particular podcast, but just listing packets and buyer's packets and things of that nature. So that helps set expectations. It helps educate the client to understand the whole process. And I think that definitely helps out in your schedule and trying to find that work-life balance for sure.
Absolutely. And I think that that's one thing, hopefully, that over time, you know, with our episodes, as well as our team building, that we will help agents elevate whatever business they have going, or if they're new to the business, help them 10x it right out of the gate rather than doing what they consider that 2x.
Absolutely. So we've talked about the what and the why. We will quickly talk about the when. That one's an easy one. It is going to be one episode a week. Every other week, you're going to just be seeing my beautiful face and your beautiful smiling face. But then every other week, we're going to have a featured guest, an expert in their section of the field. And so that is really exciting to me to be able to bring on guests to really take a deep dive into certain subjects. So I'm really excited about that. The where? Well, that's just pretty easy. Anywhere that you find your typical podcast platform. So YouTube, Spotify, Audible, Apple Podcasts, all those things. So let's kind of start to wrap this up, Jennifer. So we have kind of dove deep into quite a few of those subjects today. One thing that we missed, though, in talking about you a little bit is the designations that you have. You have more designations than anybody I know in real estate, and that's just really impressive. So Can you talk a little bit about just kind of educating yourself in this industry and what that means for any particular agent that's out there listening right now?
Well, I mean, there's several different designations that agents can get. I currently have it's an SRS, that's a seller's representative specialist. I have a CRS, which is a certified residential specialist, an ePro, that just means that you can be tech savvy, you know. An ABR, that's a buyer's representation as well. And all those designations are just supposed to set you apart. And a GRI is a Graduate Realtor Institute. And, you know, as a new agent starting out, a GRI is great because it takes you through several different platforms. Back in the day, though, when I actually did this, I had to travel all over the state just to take the classes. I mean, I actually came down to Arkansas on two occasions to take some CRS courses. And so, they're usually time consuming. They're not cheap. I won't say they're inexpensive by any means. But now I think so many things are offered online. So agents very easily don't have travel expenses. But the great thing is when you do travel and you go to these classes, you really truly network. And so I was, you know, able to meet a lot of wonderful agents who were just top performing agents. And so I had great networking and still do. And even with Keller Williams, we have wonderful referral networks. And so it's really incredible. I'm always referring agents. In fact, I just sent a referral check out last week to an agent. But just building great relationships. But basically, your designations really do set you apart. Not that your customer and clients care, but knowledge is power.
The knowledge that it brings.
Yeah. And absolutely. So you just, and the wisdom and the things that you learn. And there's just so much education out there for realtors.
Absolutely. Well, that's awesome. Yeah. It's like I said, it's something I've been really impressed with you. Well, we're about to ready to wrap up today. So really excited that you were able to,
talk about one thing, because you are such a reader. You know, and you always have such great books and you're always reading. So I would like to think that you could at least bring us a book a week. Is that too much to ask?
Oh, no, I love that. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
My goal is personally so I am a very slow reader. I don't get an opportunity to really sit still anyways. I think you know that.
You don't sit still at all.
But
you listen on what speed?
Well, 1.7 is usually my minimum. I try to bump it up a little faster than that, because my goal is 2 books a week. So you read anything about, you know, high performers, like somebody like Bill Gates or, you know, Tim Cook or somebody like that. And they typically try to read 1 book a week, but they probably also have a better retention rate than I do. But my goal is basically 2 books a week. However, I do go back and listen to books quite frequently as well.
So what book are you going to recommend for our listeners to listen to this week?
So I think the one that, you know, we spoke about, the 10X is Easier Than 2X. That was a very interesting.
Love that book.
Yeah.
Love that book.
That was a very interesting insight, because it's true. You're putting in the same amount of effort. You just need to make sure that your sights are set on the right thing.
I agree.
Yep. So I love that book. It's by Dan Sullivan. It's technically written by Dr. Benjamin Hardy, but then with a heavy influence from Dan Sullivan, who has an awesome consulting agency. And so it's a great book. So thank you all for coming to listen to us and letting us into your home or your vehicle, wherever you're listening from, for the last 30 minutes. We really appreciate you, and we look forward to you listening to our future podcast. Thank you, guys.